Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Someone once said, hope is knowing that people, like kites, are made to be lifted up. Our guest today has been giving people God's hope on a daily basis for several decades. Years ago, my wife Jamie and I sat at a conference in Louisville, Kentucky, and heard Dr. Billy Graham say, "The evangelist is a gift to the church," quoting from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. It struck me that, yes, indeed, God had supernaturally gifted certain members of the church to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. Our guest today is one of the evangelists the Bible talks about. And wherever evangelists are, they bring a message of hope, good news. As usual, I want to pause at the beginning of our show, even just for a moment, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. That whatever you might be facing today, whatever challenge, whatever obstacles you might be facing or have before you, for you to know that the Lord loves you and he knows you, and his arms are open wide for you, and that Jesus is calling you. And if you want to find out more of what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, go ahead and visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Dr. Larry Moyer has shared the good news of Jesus Christ and equipped believers to do the same for over 37 years. Through evangelistic events and seminars, Dr. Moyer has empowered more than 200,000 believers across six continents to share Christ's message of hope in a simple manner that's produced over, now get this, 13 million presentations. He's authored books and articles on evangelism, evangelistic preaching, and sharing your faith. He's a contributing author in magazines like Preaching, Leadership Journal, Kindred Spirit, and Preaching Today. Highly regarded for his evangelistic preaching and for speaking at seminaries, he serves as visiting professor at the prestigious Dallas Theological Seminary. He's the president and CEO of Evantel. Dr. Moyer leads efforts to build partnerships with ministries that desire to fulfill the Great Commission. In 2009, more than 58,000 evangelism trainings were reported by Evantel's partners. He and his family live in Dallas, Texas. I also have another special friend in our studio today, Pastor Stan Pons. Pastor Stan is the senior pastor of International Baptist Church in Nu'uanu, and Pastor Stan and Dr. Moyer have been friends for many, many years, and we're just blessed to have them both with us on our show. Dr. Moyer, Pastor Stan, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. It's a delight to be with you, Danny.
It's always good for us to be with you, and it's nice to have us have this time together.
You know, Dr. Moyer, you've come a long way. You've come from the great state of Texas. And but I want to know, and my audience, our audience wants to know, you know, it's a local thing here in Hawaii. We when we ask people, we want to know where people grew up. We like to know what school they went. And in Hawaii, we're not even talking about college. We're talking about high school. We sort of, you know, profile people that way, categorize people that way. But, Dr. Moyer, where did you grow up?
I was raised on a dairy farm in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Elizabethtown, to be exact. That's in Lancaster County.
Mm-hmm.
But I was born and raised on a dairy farm. I never left Pennsylvania until I finished undergraduate school. That's when I went to Dallas Seminary.
Mm-hmm.
But Pennsylvania is actually my heritage and background.
Now, growing up on a farm, dairy farm, in Pennsylvania, there on the East Coast, a lot of tradition, a lot of history. Dr. Moyer, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
My dad had a big impact on my life, although not a spiritual leader. He came to the point of assuring me that he knew he was going to heaven after 27 years of praying.
Mm.
But he had a big impact on my life as a man. He taught me integrity. He taught me hard work.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me stick-to-itness. And I attribute a lot of what I just learned about growing up and being a man to my dad. He was a very important person in my life.
What kind of things did he do, you know, to teach you those?
Well, when you're raised on a dairy farm, you're taught hard work and you're taught discipline. I've never known a 9-to-5 job in my life. My first week-long vacation was my honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
And it's a 7-day-a-week job. And dad had a very producing milk dairy herd there in Lancaster County. And just the thing he taught me the most was just the hard work, the discipline, because it's something you make the hay today, because if it rains, it might spoil the hay. You have to have make the hay while the sun's shining, and you don't put it off, you don't procrastinate. You're taught hard work and discipline. And it's all that is where he impacted me the most. Dad had a posse. If we worked hard all year, when November came, we could have the month off to go hunting. And I mm-hmm. love the outdoors. I'm an avid hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And but he always said, if you worked hard, when November came, you could have the month off to go hunting. But he taught me that just the hard work and just the discipline of doing something now, don't wait till tomorrow.
You know, all those character qualities are so formidable in terms of what God desires to do in our lives. The character, the integrity, like you said. What about your relationship with Christ? How did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
I came to Christ through the outdoors. And the reason was, Dad said again, if we worked hard all year, when November came, we could have the month off to go hunting. So every day after school, every Saturday in November, I hit the woods. The thing that really started to get to me, when I looked at the deer, the squirrels, the trees, the leaves, I was absolutely convinced there had to be a God.
Mm.
Design to me meant love. Love meant presence. Design meant love. Love meant presence. So my question was, where is he? How can you know him, touch him, feel him? I was absolutely convinced there had to be a God.
About how old were you?
I was somewhere in my early teens mm-hmm. at this time. This was all coming together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I look back, somewhere in my early teens, it was all starting to come together.
You're formulating these thoughts.
I started formulating these thoughts. And when you work on a farm, you work. When you go hunting, you meditate. And so hunting gave me a chance to just sit back and meditate as I watched the deer, the squirrels, the trees, the leaves, etc. And so I thought, where is he? How can you know him, touch him, feel him?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to study the Bible. When I first studied it, I thought it was the most boring book God ever wrote, I ever read.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a confusing book,
mm-hmm.
but I kept studying. I did everything wrong. I put the Bible in his binder and left it fall open, which is not the way you start studying the Bible. But nevertheless, bit by bit, I came to understand that Christ, the Son of God, came into the world. He paid for my sins, died in my place as my substitute, and rose again. And eternal life was completely free. That's something I had never understood. I always thought you had to work your way to heaven, do good, go to church, be baptized. I found it was completely free because Christ paid the price.
Mm-hmm.
So one night, I knelt by my bed on the dairy farm, and said, God, the best I know how, I'm trusting Christ as my only way to heaven. As I grew, I realized what God had done. He had taken me from the creation to the creator to Christ. Mm-hmm. And I did not realize at the time what he was doing, but I came to realize afterwards that's what he had done. And so I came to Christ, my own personal Bible study, initiated to my love of the outdoors and the sport of hunting.
Yeah, Pastor Stan, isn't it amazing how the Lord has given Dr. Moyer such a way of communicating? I mean, so clearly, I mean, you're painting pictures with your words, and I can kind of just take that journey with you. It's an amazing thing, isn't it?
It is amazing. Last Saturday night, we had what we called a friendship dinner. Wyoli Tea Room opened up special for us to have a buffet. Mm-hmm. And we invited Larry to come, and our people would then come, but we had to bring someone who was unchurched, who didn't know the Lord. And that night, in a very wonderfully relaxed fashion, with humor that was beautifully put together, still telling the story, he articulated the simple plan of salvation by answering the question, if God only had 5 minutes to speak to you, what would he want to say? And that night we had 31 people there, and 8 people came to faith in Christ because his ability to articulate the word in a way that people could follow within their own culture and understanding.
You know, the ability to do that has become sharpened over the years, and something that, you know, even us talking in our time together, how you've worked at it throughout the many years that you've been in ministry, not only in your formal training, but keep honing that craft, honing that skill. But when we come back from our break, I'm going to ask Dr. Moyer if you can share, because people are listening to you communicate. You're communicating eternal truths, life-saving truths, more than coherent for us. But you went through something in your early years that would have just about stopped anybody in their tracks. But you felt a certain call, a certain destiny. And what you had to go through was completely the opposite. Something that would have stopped you or stopped anybody, but it didn't stop you. Dr. Moyer, when we come back, would you share about this experience that you had? You got to hear it. Well, we're back with Dr. Larry Moyer. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700-998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. online. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guests today, Dr. Larry Moyer and Pastor Stan Pons. Dr. Larry Moyer is the president and CEO of Evantel. And more information can be found at www.evantel.org, evantel.org. And Dr. Moyer has a blog, just tremendously interesting things. Of course, his real specialty is evangelism, but he, you know, some people, they when they look at something, they look at it from one angle, one perspective. Like I'm looking at a cup, a white cup that's right here on our counter. But some people, like Dr. Moyer, he'll actually pick up the cup and he'll look at it from beneath, he'll look at it from the top, and he'll look at it from side to side. And that's kind of how he looks at evangelism, from all different facets. And the unique thing about it is he is able to make it so doable, so simple, and it also inspires us to want to do it even more, to share the love of Jesus Christ, to bring people the message of God's hope. His blog, www.evangelism.net. So evangelism.net and evantel.org is how you can stay in touch with Dr. Moyer. Now, Dr. Moyer, you've experienced some challenges. Now, your whole life and ministry requires public speaking, and you're also an author, but you speak in some of the most prestigious seminaries in the country, and you've been all over the world. Dr. Moyer, tell us about a challenge you had in the early years of your life.
Well, as I mentioned, I came to Christ through my personal Bible study, as God took me from the creation, the creator to Christ. And after coming to Christ, the one thing I wanted to do, the only thing I cared to do, was to be a preacher. I thought it would be the most exciting thing on earth to stand before people and tell them how they could know beyond any doubt if they were to die, they'd go to heaven. And that is the only thing I want to do. Well, from the time I was born with a problem most people never even face. And that is, obviously, as a preacher, you speak. I was born with an inherited speech defect, inherited from my dad, that was so severe, I could not pronounce the word the. I could not say T-H-E. I could say fa, sha, ta. I could not say any T-H sounds. The, thermometer, thinking, thoughts. And so you can imagine what a difficult time high school was. High school was horrible experience, because kids would wait for me to get off the bus and say, Larry, say the, say thinking, say swimming. Whenever I got off the bus at home, it was like heaven on earth, because dairy cows don't laugh at you. And so that was my relief. That was my refreshment from a horrible day. And so, again, it was inherited speech defect from my dad. And one of the most horrible days of my life was one time when I went to medical doctor for the common cold. And I was somewhere, early teens, somewhere in that area. And he said to me, like he says, people say, I could have been even in my 10, 11, 12-year-old. He said to me, what are you going to do when you grow up? I gave him what I call the two-punch approach. I said, I'm going to be a speaker. I'm going to be a preacher. He looked at me and he laughed. He said, well, you can give that up. And then, though that is enough, I know he did not mean any harm, but he looked at me, he said, with your problem, you could never do that. I walked out of that doctor's office, Danny, the lowest I had ever been in my life. I vividly remember walking down the steps of that doctor's office and felt like I was walking into the grave itself. If my life would have ended that day, it would have been fine with me, because my whole dream had vanished. I felt my future was over. Well, about that time, I was sitting in high school with my head between my hands so nobody could see us crying, because I had just been ridiculed for the what seemed like the 500th time. You know, whenever I got off the bus, the ridicule would start. Whenever it was raining, it was I felt like I was hell on earth when I got off the bus. Whenever it was raining, I felt like it was hell inside of hell. Because now I could not run between the school buses. I could not hide behind the bushes. I just had to stand there and let them laugh. And one day, seeing high school with my head reaching my hands so nobody could see I was crying, I said, God, if you will help me with this defect, I'll always use my voice for you. I promise you. Starting on that day, I started to have control I had never had in my entire life.
Starting on that day?
On that day, that week, I started to notice the difference in high school. That I could control my tongue that I'd never been able to control before. And I had something happen that I couldn't control, that I'd never had before, that I could now control. Well, God so worked, that was a huge beginning, because I started to have control I'd never had in my life. So much so, I said, to God's glory, not mine. I went on to what is now Philadelphia Biblical University and talked my way to president of the student body my fourth year. We're on the Dallas Seminary, where I was voted one of the four best preachers of the class of 1973. And after my fourth year sermon, as they called it, because the four top preachers spoke in senior class chapel 4 days that week, I went to the office of Haddon Robinson, who had become my mentor and really taught me preaching. And he said, you have such gift. He said, I just wish you knew where to place your tongue for certain sounds. And I completely turned to him, 180-degree turn. I said, what did you just say? He said, I just said, I wish you knew where to place your tongue for certain sounds. I said, Dr. Robinson, I have never had anybody tell me that. I said, I've had people tell me I'm lazy when I speak. And he laughed. He said, you're the last guy I'd call lazy, because I have a very strong work ethic. But he said, when you don't know where to place your tongue for certain sounds, then it sounds worse the harder you try. Well, he recommended a speech therapist that I went to once a week for a year. Every week I was in town, which was about every other week, because I was speaking week-long crusades. And her first comment when I got there was, how did you get here? And I did not know what she meant. I said, what do you mean? She said, how did you get to the point you're now at? And she gave me the scientific name for the inherited speech defect. And she said, people don't get where you are without help. She said, how did you even get this far? And I told her my testimony of what I told God. If you will heal me of this defect, I'll always use my voice for you. And she said, God's obviously done something, because you don't get here without help. And she said, I'll take the rest of the way. And she taught me where to place my tongue for certain sounds. And after 1 year, she said, I don't know what more to tell you. She said, you're there. So it was my testimony, along with the year's speech therapy, that God brought me to where I am today. And when you come from that kind of opportunity, like I told the people at Stan's Church on Sunday, it does not matter if it's a crowd of 30 or a crowd of 30,000. You never take it for granted. Because if it were not for him, I would not be standing in front of anyone anywhere today. But it's so severe, I told my son when he was growing up, you may laugh with people, but you dare never laugh at them. And if you laugh at them, you're getting the worst discipline you've ever gotten. Because I've been on the, I know what that's like. I've been there. And you can laugh with them, but you can't laugh at them. And it was because of that that I am so grateful I can stand before any audience today. It doesn't matter if it's five people or, again, 500,000.
You know, it takes a great deal of courage. A great deal of courage to persevere in the way that you have. But a great deal of courage to believe that God would use you to do something that you even seemingly genetically was not made to do. That's a lot of faith, you know, that God placed in you and that you expressed to God. Dr. Moyer, you know, today, as you're sharing, someone's dreams have been crushed to smithereens. Maybe it's something that somebody said. Maybe it's something that a person hasn't even gotten over because someone told it to them when they were a little kid. And they're still stuck hobbling along in life, you know, half limping through, you know, with what they've accepted as the way that things are. But what would you say to somebody who is kind of in your place where they're facing such a challenge as you have? How would you give somebody like that hope?
I would say don't listen to the voices outside of you. Listen to the voice within you. And when you and God feels that God wants you to do something special, don't give up that dream. Because God is bigger than any voices outside of you. Because God's there. And if you're willing to let him help you, he'll take you every step of the way. Right after I finished a year of speech therapy, I went to Tennessee to speak. And a man brought a person who did not know the Lord to hear me. And afterwards, he said to the person, "What did you think?" And the man said, "It's the most strangest thing I've ever seen in my life." He said he has to work to produce every sound he gives, and he's the clearest communicator I've ever heard in my life. I get down on my knees that day. I said, "God, I'd rather you give me one tongue than need your help every time it speaks, or 1,000 tongues instead of 1,000 tongues to give people a clear, a confusing message." And I say all that to say that when I look back, it was seeing high school with my head between my hands. I said, "God, if you're helping with this defect, I'll use my voice for you." That was a turning point in my life. That if you are serious with God, he'll get serious with you. And as long as you're willing to let him help you, he'll take you every step of the way, but don't give up the dream.
Hmm. Pastor Stan, you've ministered to people for many years, and you faced people who have had crushed dreams. Now you're listening to Dr. Moyer. What would you say? What could you add to what he said about or to someone who right now is like, they don't even know how to really react. They just know that their heart is being moved. Something within them is being touched because they feel that Dr. Moyer can relate with their rejection.
The pain of rejection is something that is so inner and inside of us that while our outside scars can heal, the inner ones just seem to last forever. And when they hear someone like Larry share what he had gone through in his life, and he gave all the glory to the Lord, and yet used what was humanly available, the therapist, etc., then whoever might be listening right now, there is hope for you. Mm-hmm. There was hope for Larry. He sought the one who could provide the hope, which was Jesus Christ, and he cried out mm-hmm. and said, "I need your help." And God then took over his life and took that shattered dream and put it back together again mm-hmm. and then expanded that dream. And I imagine if you asked Larry now that dream that he had then that was maybe so small, that dream has carried him all over the world because he gave his heart to the Lord.
And I want to hear more about that dream and how through this total encounter with God in the face of rejection with people and the challenge of his own conviction and belief that, no, God has called me in spite of all these odds. God has called me. When we come back from our break, Dr. Larry Moyer will share with us about a dream that God put on his heart. You see, with such a remarkable transformation that God did in and through him, he didn't keep it to himself. He didn't say, "Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing me." He surrendered it to God. He put it, as it were, back in God's hand as a sacrifice. He said, "Lord, set it ablaze and may it burn and burn and burn and burn as a blessing to many, many people around the world." I'm talking to somebody today. We're ministering to somebody who's going to be a blessing. That's you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro.
Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenan Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiwa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiwa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Dr. Larry Moyer. Dr. Moyer is the CEO, President and CEO of Evantel. More information can be found at evantel.org, and he has a blog, evangelism.net. And we're also here with Pastor Stan Pons of International Baptist Church. They've been friends for quite some time, and we're just friends here talking story, and you know, it's always good to have you with us as well. Dr. Moyer, you, what a captivating story of, really it's an underdog story of how you've overcome tremendous odds in your life. But God put a dream in your heart and it's grown over the years. Tell us, how did you sense your calling to do what you've been doing in evangelism for so many years?
Well, from the day I was saved, I wanted to be an evangelist. That's the only thing I want to do. And as I grew in the Lord, God really burdened me that there had to be an association committed to what we call three core values: the clear presentation of the gospel, make the gospel crystal clear. By that I mean that you come to God as a sinner, you recognize Christ died for you in your place, your substitute, and rose again, and trust in Him alone. Not Christ and your good life, or Christ and your baptism, or Christ and your church attendance, but in Christ alone as your only way to heaven. There need to be an association that made the gospel clear. Then, secondly, characterized by a careful handling of Scripture, because whenever you say, "Thus saith the Lord," you better be correct, because that's an awesome claim, because you're speaking on behalf of God Himself. And so you really have to have a careful handling of Scripture. Then thirdly, grace. I think everything that we receive in life from God is on the basis of favor we don't deserve. Mm-hmm. We're saved by grace. It's a gift we do not deserve, completely free gift. And the friendship we enjoy, the opportunity to tell others about Christ, is a favor we do not deserve. I often tell people, by grace you're saved, by grace you're sent. It's a favor you don't deserve. And so he fell out to be an association committed to the clarity of the gospel, carefully in scripture, and grace. Mm-hmm. And so he started in 73, and God had just seen fit to just mushroom the ministry. Some of our materials are in over 50 languages. Mm-hmm. Last year we had over 59,000 trainings in evangelism. But everything we do is evangelize and train others to evangelize. I'm convinced that everybody listening to our program today who's a believer can talk to anyone else about Christ. The two problems they don't, reason they don't, is they're afraid or they don't know how. Mm-hmm. And so if they simply learn how and know how to overcome fear, they can talk to anyone anywhere about Christ. And everything we do is Evantel. International Association is evangelizing and training others in how to evangelize as well.
You know, Pastor Stan, you mentioned about a gathering. What was it? What would the Lord say if he had 5 minutes?
Yes.
How did you, in a snapshot, Dr. Moore, what would the Lord say?
I spoke at a friendship dinner, and my topic was, if God had 5 minutes to talk to you, what would he like to tell you? If God only had 5 minutes to talk to us, there's only three things he'd want to tell us. The first is, if you come to God, you have to come as a sinner. You cannot come as a good, moral person. You have to come as a sinner. The second thing is that your sin and my sin was paid for by a substitute. That Jesus Christ died in our place. He did not die to show us how to die. He died in our place. He was our substitute and arose again. And the third thing is for that reason, eternal life is completely free. The gift of God, the Bible says, is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. So if God only had 5 minutes to talk to us, those are three things he wants to tell us. If you come to God, you have to come as a sinner. Your sin and mine was paid for by a substitute, and eternal life is completely free.
Now, in light of that, what would you say is a reason? We're getting into the why now. Why is evangelism so important today?
You could come at that all kinds of angles. First of all, it's important because the first thing Christ ever taught disciples was evangelism. The first thing he ever taught disciples was, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. The first thing he taught them was not how to raise your children, how to spend your money, how to use your time, all of which are important. But the first thing he taught them was evangelism. Follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Secondly, when you stop and think about it, the only thing you can take with you to heaven is a friend. You can't take your house, can't take your car, can't take your investments. The only thing you can take with you to heaven is a friend. I've often said to people, everyone you meet is going to live forever. What are you doing to make the difference? And the fact is, the one greatest favor you could ever do a human being is to introduce them to Christ. So in eternity, they'll be there together. I tell people, there's a poem we often use at Evantel. I did not write it, often repeat it, because what we desire for every Christian everywhere, and it goes like this. When I stand in the heavenly kingdom and saints around me appear, I hope somebody comes up and says, you're the one that invited me here. And I don't know of anything more exciting than to get to heaven and somebody says, you're the one that invited me here. And when you stop and think, the only thing you take with you to heaven is a friend. What makes everything else second in importance and evangelism first is mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Moore, this is very opportune. We have many believers that listen to our show. But then our show is reaching people who might not have a personal relationship with Christ yet. They might be searching. They might be listening, relating to the real stuff, you know, the reality of the stories that people share. And that's the connecting point that they have. But they don't have a relationship with Christ, not yet. And perhaps no one has explained it to them. I mean, you gave us a snapshot of it. But what would you say to somebody today who's listening? And they might not even be, they just want to hear a captivating story, something that relates with them. But how important and how would you share the message of Christ with someone who's not a follower of Jesus as of yet?
Nothing is worse than not knowing you're going to heaven. I know I've been there. Nothing is better than knowing. I know I'm there now. And so the question is, how can you know? You can know by admitting that you are a sinner, that you've broken God's commandments, and you deserve to be separated from him forever. That Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God, died for you, and he took your punishment and arose again the third day. And you received that free gift he paid for by his own death, by simply trusting Christ alone. The Bible uses the word believe. It means to trust. And if there's someone listening and has never settled that, I would encourage them to get somewhere alone, in a bedroom, kitchen, and just get down before the Lord and just tell God in their own words, God, I'm a sinner. Your son died for me, though. And this moment of trusting your son, there's no magical words. There's no set way you have to say it. Just tell God from your heart, I'm trusting your son as your savior. And then once you've done that, read a verse, John 5, verse 24. John 5, verse 24, the Gospel of John, 4th book of the New Testament, chapter 5, verse 24. He that hears my word and believes has, that meaning right now, eternal life, shall not, that's a promise, come in condemnation, but has passed, that means it's already done, from death into life. That verse promises you're going to heaven. And I know if you call the International Baptist Church, or if you even go on our website, you can order a book called 31 Days to Living as a New Believer. The 31 things I wish you had told me when I came to Christ. You can order that book from our website. Very inexpensive. Call Pastor Stan. He can get it for you. 31 Days to Living as a New Believer to help you grow as a believer.
Now, that's kind of what you did, huh? It wasn't in a big crusade, a big campaign. You were kind of under the moonlit sky, peering through the window. That's the kind of picture I have, kneeling beside your bed, just you and God.
I knelt on my bed. I said, God, the best I know how, I'm trusting Christ. And the next day in school, I could tell something was different. And it didn't even dawn on me at that time, everything that had happened. As I grew in the Lord, I realized what has happened. I had settled the matter of my eternal destiny. And now I knew Christ as my personal Savior. He was not the Savior. He was my Savior.
Now, you talk about settling the matter of your personal destiny. You know, I want to know, in relation to the challenges that you faced, you know, we all face tough times in life. How has knowing your eternal salvation practically affected the quality of your life and the fulfillment of your destiny today? When we come back from our break, we're going to hear more from Dr. Larry Moyer, talking about spiritual things, the good news message from the Bible, the good news of Jesus Christ. Well, what difference, once you know your eternal destiny, how can it make a difference in a financial challenge? How can it make a difference in a job situation or a relational difficulty? What difference does that make? When we come back, Dr. Moyer, Pastor Stan will be with you and me and share heart to heart, gut level, you and us. Okay? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Amashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Amashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Dr. Larry Moyer, the president and CEO of Evantel. And Pastor Stan Pons, the senior pastor of International Baptist Church. What happens when I accept Christ and I have my eternal future? I know that if I die today, I'm going to go to heaven. I know that. I believe that Jesus is the only way. I've come to God as a sinner, and I've accepted Jesus into my heart by faith, and that's settled. But then I can't pay my rent today. My savings has dwindled to virtually nothing. My child is sick. My spouse is unresponsive to me. On and on we could go. I'm having trouble at work. I can't get along with my boss, or my coworker is just aggravating me to the point where I'm ready to go over the edge. How does knowing Christ as my Savior and my eternal destiny, how does that relate, Dr. Moyer, Pastor Stan, how does that relate to the reality of the difficulties that I'm facing today? Somebody's asking that. Somebody wants to know. What would you say?
Once you trust Christ, you know when you die, you will go to heaven. Before you die, he's with you. When you die, you're with him. When before you die, he's with you. There are some problems bigger than you are, but there are no problems bigger than he is. And so when you know him, it's like you can be on top of your problems instead of them being on top of you. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care, not part of your care, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. So whatever you face in life before you die, he is there with you, and he doesn't want you to come to him with the answer. He wants you to come to him with a problem and let him figure out the answer. And it doesn't matter what you face in life, he was there ahead of you. Mm-hmm. He's bigger than the problem, and he's there with you. And so if you have a financial problem, you can say, Lord, I have this financial problem. I'm going to do my part. God expects us to do our part. Mm-hmm. Please, Lord, help me figure out how to get on top of this. If you have an unexpected health problem, you can come and say, Lord, I've got this unexpected health problem. I'm not sure what to do. God promises wisdom. He promises help. He promises strength. He promises anything you need to get through that problem if you simply come to him with it, because he's right there and he's bigger than the problem. Mm-hmm. And he wants you to share it with him. And know that he's there to help, not simply to give advice, not to be your cheerleader, although he is that. He wants to actually help you through the problem, and I'll show you one step the way. That's why the term the Bible uses the most for the spiritual life in the New Testament is the term walk, W-A-L-K.
Mm-hmm.
You simply walk with him one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, and he shows you and gives you guidance through friends, through the scripture, through sometimes a multitude of counselors. But as you do your part, he'll do his, and he gets you through it. Because he's not simply interested in getting you to heaven. He's interested in getting you through earth.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's our bigger problem right now, is getting through earth.
I often tell people that when you trust Christ as Savior, he says not only does he come inside of you, but he also is going to be with you. And I love the passage in Hebrews chapter 13 that talks about how that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Two interesting words, leave and forsake. Leave sometimes is say goodbye, but you're coming back again. Forsake means I'm never going to come back. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Why? So you can boldly say, I am your helper. And then it goes on to say, and you need not fear what man or anyone will do unto you. And so that's the promise that he is with us. Not a life without problems, but a life with a true problem solver in it now.
So on a real practical level, a person can actually, here's a distinctive point. Before accepting Christ, they had to solve the problem on their own wits or with whatever friends or counselors. Sometimes people have friends, counselors might give good advice, may not give that great advice. Or they might just be alone, having to carry the weight of this unbearable burden on their own. But what I hear you saying is that as simple as it can be, and it, you know, let me just say this, you know, I'm here with a couple of very eloquent leaders, but would you say, Pastor Stan, Dr. Mori, that does God require eloquence when we speak to him and the way we phrase our prayers, or is he able to just take us, you know, sometimes even if we grunt, if that's all we can get out?
What God requires is sincerity. And God hears the whispers of the heart.
Good.
And sometimes there are things you don't know how to express.
Mm.
You say, God, I don't know how to express this, but here's just what I'm feeling.
Mm.
God knows the problem before you can express it, because he understands you better than you know you.
Mm-hmm. And yet, something happens when we do what we can to express it, to say, to share. It's almost like, I get a picture of a child coming to their dad, and the child is so bold to ask the dad because they really believe that dad can help them. And, you know, it's an amazing thing when a child makes these grand requests because they just believe my daddy can do it. And, you know, here we are with problems that we're facing that seem just overbearing, and yet one can... What kind of challenges... Give us an example of a time when you've, you know, had to do that very
like
thing.
Like Pastor Stan says, being a Christian does not eliminate all your problems. It just means you've got somebody bigger than your problems. We've gone through grief in our family back home in Pennsylvania. Most families never have to face. I had have a twin sister, which still lives there today. But I had a brother 6 years older than I am. And my brother died of a massive heart attack at 46 years old. His wife died 5 years before he did. So that means the three girls lost their mother and dad in 5 years. They were 13, 12, and 8 when the mother died. They were 18, 17, and 13 when my brother died. How many families do you know that the three girls lost their mother and dad in 5 years? Well, Tammy and I have become mother and dad to those three girls. They're all now married and doing well, everything considered. But we've had to step in my brother's place and in his wife's place, because that's what he would do for our son, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the right thing to do. Well, we have to say, God, show us how to be parents more than uncle and aunts to those three girls who are in Pennsylvania while we're living in Dallas, Texas. And God gives wisdom. He gives help. Sometimes he's provided financially for us to give them some help and share with them. But we don't come to him with the answer. We just come saying, God, help us know how to help our three girls, because they're not nieces, they're daughters.
And how has God actually done that? What have you seen God do to answer your prayer?
First of all, he brought about a very closeness between us in that they lean on us, which is exactly what we want them to do, because you can only help people that want to be helped, and they know we are here to help, and they lean on us whenever they can. Secondly, he's provided us with counsel and advice to give them in making important decisions. Thirdly, he's allowed us to help them financially at times when they need help. And then a fourth thing is he's allowed them to have finances to come down and see us, spend a week with us, etc. Because you can do more sometimes one-to-one presence together for a week than you can otherwise. And so in the little details, he just provided help every step of the way.
You know, the answer to your problem, you know, and this is not to oversimplify the reality of the gargantuan issues that we face, but the answer is a prayer away, meaning that sometimes we don't even ask. We go to God last, and sometimes we don't even go at all because we think we can handle it. And could it be that sometimes God allows us to, I mean, even go, whether it's figuratively or really, go bankrupt and feel like there's nothing more I can do, and then we finally come to God. But therein lies the beginning of a breakthrough in your life. Perhaps you're at a place right now where you need to come to God and accept Him as your personal, accept Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. And if you're a follower of Christ, maybe this is the time for you in your burden to remember to come to the Lord in prayer. In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories from people like Dr. Larry Moyer. And, you know, even it's been great to have Pastor Stan Pons with us. Dr. Moyer, you've been a terrific and tremendous blessing to those. And, you know, I especially appreciate you sharing the sensitive matter of the things that have been so dear to your heart.
Thank you. It's been a privilege to be with you today, and thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for allowing me to be with you. What a great time we had together today.
You know, invite someone to listen. You can also go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. If you want to hear or learn more about our show, if you need prayer, or want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also have a list of partner churches and partner businesses who are able to help meet your needs. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2 says, "Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season." You've been that today. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Dr. Larry Moyer and Pastor Stan Pons. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll